Hashem, they ate and they drank. The Rabban quotes them in the Shrab of Shir HaShirim. Amar Abalosa Mikansho Semishka the Gomer Shel Torah. You receive the Torah, you have to celebrate. Somewhat surprising that Rashi interprets the pasuk differently. Rashi writes that this is a criticism, a critique, an indictment of Klal Yisrael. Now really is not the right time to take pause and to eat and drink. I don't think that the machlokas between Rashi and Ramban is as essential as it sounds, very, very simply for the following reason. Rashi applies the concept of Ein Luchar Torah to Yisro and Mishpatim. Rashi is explicit in Shmos Chav Dalit that the end of Mishpatim occurred several days later on Dalit Siv, before Mamad Har Sinai. Realize, according to Rashi, that means B'nai Yisrael took pause, they ate, they drank. It wasn't the aftermath of Mamad Har Sinai, but rather it was at the time that you should be preparing for Kabbalah Sattva. And therefore Rashi writes that the Pasuk is coming to critique Knesset Yisrael. The Ramban disagrees and argues that here we don't apply the principle of Eimuk B'mukha B'Torah. The sequence is Kabbalah Sattva, and then Shmos Chav Dalit. Is a simcha on Kabbalah Satorah itself. And that is the memorable those of Mikanshel Semishka, the Gomer Shel Torah. What is it that you're celebrating when you make a mishta, the Gomer Shel Torah? You know, B'nai Yisrael just received the Torah, according to Ramban. At that point, they hadn't really engaged in understanding all the pratim of the Torah itself. The Asik Batorah, no doubt, was somewhat limited. This was immediately after Kabbalah Satorah itself, and yet you're making a Suda. One would think that the Suda should be in the future, at a much later date. Apparently, you see an important concept, that the Suda means that the privilege that we have to fully immerse ourselves in the Torah session. You receive the Torah, and now you recognize what awaits you. Now, even at this moment, you have an incredible chiyuv to give Shabbat Vodah to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The source of that medrash, Mikanso Shemishu L'Gomer Shel Torah, is Shlomo Melech, based on the pasuk that Shlomo was granted a wish, Ma'etenach. Shlomo asked Kadosh Baruch Hu for Chachma. He was granted incredible Chachma, and as a result, a Mishnah. At that point in time, Shlomo did not yet utilize that capacity for Chachma. Rashi writes, Bavasar Daf Yudalid, that Shir HaShirim, Rishash Koheles, was much, much later in the life of Shlomo Melech. But he was given the tools, the capacity, in order to be able to do so. And you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that gift, the capacity, the potential that you have to be able to emerge. And that also is considered to be the basis of Shevach Baldah. Ramban uses the most magnificent phrase that Kabbalah Sator is Yom Chasuna Sator. It's a chasin with Kadosh Baruch Hu, Knesset Yisrael, the Torah. A chasin is a transformative moment. In no way is it an end. It simply is the beginning of the most important stage in life. And that is the essence of a siyum. A siyum does not mean that, you know, we've accomplished, we've been there, and then we move on. But rather it means that we've acquired certain depth, certain havana, certain understanding, certain tools that allow us to earnestly say a hadron that, you know what, the next time we learn, the next block that we master, it's going to be so different because now we've amassed that schus of being osik in the Torah session. That's true of a chasana, that was true of the chachma of Shlomo Melech, that was true of Vayechus Lokim Vayechud Yishtu, what the Ramban writes. And that is the meaning, no doubt, of a hadron, that there's no saying goodbye to a masechta, but a person has to immerse himself. The chazaras that are necessary in order to go ahead and to master. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't create our minds that, you know, we learn something once, and somehow we have perfect recall. It requires amelus. It requires intense chazar. And if the Gemara tells us, Menachos study test, that you're not allowed to forget your learning, you know what that means? Derech HaLimud has to lend itself to retention. And not merely chidush, of course, but retention as well. And there are no shortcuts when it comes to attaining those goals. it means that you have to chaz incessant, time and time again, that these sugyas become absolutely, absolutely part of it. But even though that, you know, we're not quite done, and we recognize that chazaras await us, and for many, we've done many parakim of the Masechta, but still a siyum is something that Bezras Hashem will experience in the future. And for those who have made a siyum, incredible, incredible accomplishment itself. But it gives us simply a glimmer into the infinity of Chachmas HaBoreh. And that's something which is absolutely, absolutely remarkable. You know, you learn the Masechta, and you see the intricacies of each and every sugya, and how every sugya relates to the next. And you see the iyun, and you see the hekev, and you walk away just washed by the skus that we have to be Osek L'Torah. And it's important that you take a step back. You have to celebrate that simcha. Celebrate that opportunity. Because a siyum is not simply meaning that, you know, we've been there, we've done that, now we move on. But it means, you know, we can tap in, we can link, we've been given a taste of our Masechta, and it means how much more we have to dedicate ourselves to that Amelus and that Hasmada. In the months, the Bezras Hashem of the summer that will arrive, it's opportunities to be able to immerse yourself in learning, regardless of what your plans are. You know, during the year, no doubt, you're balancing, you're juggling, things are very, very hectic. The more free time you have, you know what that means, the bar is raised. And the more that you have to see to it, in Kamos and Nechus, that what am I going to accomplish? I urge all the Bnei Yeshiva, you know, begin the summer with a sense of a goal. What am I going to accomplish? The hours of learning, the scope of learning, the chazaras that I'm going to do, the newly mudim. If somehow you're caught off guard without a plan, you can look back at that passage of the summer and think that, you know, I didn't live up to my potential. But if a person is willing to overreach in Avas Hashem, in Yiras Hashem, in Esek HaTorah, then Kadosh Baruch Hu does incredible, incredible, incredible things. Sometimes we're called upon to do that which seemingly is impossible. You know, we're limited, and we think, is it really possible for us to be able to accomplish these lofty goals? The answer is absolutely, absolutely yes. That's that Ramban, and Vav Yutes, and Precious. That's a Sugi Nedar, and Vav Pinchas, that when a person embarks on a Tzivui Hashem, even if he thinks that it's not something that I can possibly attain, you're Mishtadel, you're Mispalel, and all of a sudden, Nisim happened. You know, when I decided to learn the Seches Yevamos, yes, it was with a certain sense of trepidation. It wasn't something the yeshiva had ever learned in the past. And the complexity of the Masechta is obvious to all of us. The length of the Masechta is something that can be daunting. And you know what? Yes, at the beginning of this month, it was sure that this is really the right approach for the yeshiva. But I was convinced that we can't sell the Tamida Yeshiva Shul. We're capable of that sense of investment. If you're Mishtadel, if you learn Ba'asmada, and you have an early Takarish Baruch Hu, you can accomplish wondrous, amazing, amazing things in that process. And therefore, now is such a moment of incredible, incredible pride. Not only for those who made the scene that, yes, but for each and every one of the Tamida Yeshiva, it's an opportunity to be able to thank the Anhalah, the Rebbeim of the Yeshiva, the Mashkiah, the Sholem Yeshivim, everyone who had a hand in seeing to it that Yeshiva as a whole, holistically, was able to accomplish what we're celebrating today. Go into the summer with that sheaf, with that sense of what it is that we can do. How can we possibly thank HaKadosh Baruch for giving us this incredible source to be positioned in the Yeshiva, to be Posek the Torah, to be able to make siyumim and sugyas and prakim, and Bezras Hashem and the Masechta as well, as something that is absolutely, absolutely stunning. Sometimes in life we take the most important things for granted. You have to take a step in. You have to be thankful. You thank your parents for allowing you to be here, to be able to accomplish what you've done. I thank all the Talmidim, you know, yes, classes are winding down, finals are winding down, Baruch Hashem, you're here. It's Hashem next week as well, a full week of learning. Do whatever you can to position yourself to be able to embrace all aspects of what it is that the yeshiva stands for, and how we can grow through our Asik Batora, Nava Sashem, and Yira Sashem. We have a challenging limud as well, Bezra Sashem, in the coming Elo. By no way is an easy Masech. Let's try to Chazi Yavamas first. Those of you who have asked me, what should the plan be for the summer? You know what? Immerse yourself as you can. Chazi these sukkahs. Know these sukkahs very, very well. See what you can do to chazi time and time again. I remember I met years ago through Haran Yafin Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the one who wrote the notes on the Ritva. He had mentioned at that time he was working on Yavamas. He had told me he was working on Yavamas already for eight years. And when you look at those Ha'aris on the Ritva, the mastery of the Masechet is inspiring. Inspiring. And that's not just a morning sefer, it's a musar to be able to learn those sukkahs. It's just incredible, incredible. You go through the Ha'aris, it's something which is beyond inspiration. You can have such a mastery on the Sefer. And that's something that is within our grasp. It's something that we can do. Easy? No lofty value in life is easily attainable. If you're looking to accomplish the most important things in life without amelus, without perseverance, without asmada, root awakening, the most important things in life require dedication, they require commitment, they require perseverance, and they require absolute siyata d'shmaya. If somehow a person thinks that on their own you're going to accomplish the learning, it's never true. V'sugenida dafayim. You have to recognize that my hatzlacha in every area of life, and especially in Asek Torah, is a function of hashkachas Hashem, a result of siyata d'shmaya. If you embrace that, you'll accomplish the work. And never let that any perceived shortcoming get in your way. You know, Rabbi Lozman Horkinus was the worst sutra in a mabati. Photographic mind, never forgot anything at all. And you can't help but wonder that why is this a mission in Pirkei Avos? That Rabbi Lozman Horkinus was gifted, why is that a mission? That was true of him, and no doubt that it's inspirational to know a person can have such a gift. Rabbi Lozman Horkinus was gifted. But what exactly does it have to do with you? What does it have to do with me? That the fact that Rabbi Lozman Horkinus could learn something and have absolute perfect recall. I would just remind you, Sukkah Chaches, Rabbi Lozman Horkinus. Miyamei Luki, Mani Ad Ludeis Manash. Rabbi Lozman Horkinus said it never happened, not once, that anyone ever got to the Beis Medrash before I did. And no, Hinach Bobi Yasas, not once, it never happened that I left the Beis Medrash and someone else was still there. Rabbi Lozman Horkinus was always the first one, always the last one. I would go out on a limb and tell you the following thing. Rabbi Lozman Horkinus was not born with a photographic mind, but he was the first one in, he was the last one out, and he developed that tool. You're going to tell me that's a natural faculty, that cannot be developed. I'm going to tell you, no, that all this is a result of Hashkacha Sashem. And what's my raya? When you look in Perek Rabbi Lozman, Rabbi Lozman Horkinus describes his struggles in learning at an early age. The one who emerged to be the Bor Sud Shamabatipa, you wonder, is this the same person? The same person who so struggled in learning, who all of a sudden emerged as having an amazing photographic mind that somehow he was able to, you know what the answer is? He recognized the challenge, and he was the first one in, the last one out, embraced Koach HaTfila, and he emerged. And that's why that's a mission in Pirkei Avos. This is the Bira of the Rina Achmiash, that mission in Maseches Avos. I think it's alluded to in the Pirush the Ramba, before the Rina Achmiash. He writes, Rabbi Lozman Horkinus, Nida Dafayin is to be Mishtadel, to be Misfalo, for Siyata Dishmayim. And all of a sudden, you can shatter any ceiling, because there are no ceilings in learning. There's no ceilings in the Avodah Session. You commit yourself, and all of a sudden you're Zofa to be able to be here today to participate in such a lofty scene. I urge you to harness the kochos and nefesh, all of you have. You bring tremendous, tremendous pride to all of us, in the Yeshiva. I think undoubtedly that the choice of learning the Masechta was exclusively appropriate for such outstanding tamid. And going forward in life, Don't sell yourself. Realize the kochos nefesh that you have. Realize the capacity that Kadosh Baruch Hu has given you. Realize that before you were born, that you knew all of this. You knew all of this. It's not that this is foreign to you. It's literally part of your DNA. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, saw to it that we forgot the learning when we were born, because life is a rediscovery of a long lost friend, our kesher to learning. And it is something that is part of who we are. Embrace the kofos and daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu for continued siyata d'shamayim. Starting this week or next week, begin those storm over the summer that really will accomplish the kamos neichos. Ezra's Hashem emerges a different person. And in limitations you thought in your head, you know, you'll see that they were artificial. They were false perceptions. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu assures us, if you're mishtada, you're mispala, Ezra's Hashem, you'll be zochet to incredible siyata d'shamayim. From the bottom of my heart, I thank all of them. Minim of the yeshiva, all of the yeshiva, the remain for everything that they've done, is just Hashem that our meals, our hasmada, our sin will be more rachamei shemayim. Is just Hashem, Klaus will continue to experience Yeshua's influence.